Doing it all never looked so easy. That ginger-haired classic's a girl on the go.
From the heart of Astoria, Queens, she's the one you really got to know. Home cooking, the hostess, the cat's meow, can lift your spirits when you're blue. With songs and music, gossip from the local spots, and style tips just for you. Look out, here's Candy, Candy, Candy. This queen's got politics and fashion, recipes and tabloid trash.
So, honey,
get out in the know, just hold on tight. Look out below, it's the Candy Show.
Hello, everybody. My name is Candy Samples, and this is the Pride Candy Show podcast. Folks, I'm here solo today, and it's going to be a short one, but I wanted to put something out there because I think we need to have a Pride celebration this year. It's been a crazy year since last Pride. If you'll remember, on Friday, June 26th, the Supreme Court gave us marriage equality. And that was an amazing time. I had a show that night, that Friday, at the Duplex. And as I got out of my cab in Greenwich Village, the cab had to drop me off down on Waverly Place, if you're familiar with Christopher Street and that whole Sheridan Square area. There were news trucks lined up. Christopher Street from 7th Avenue to 6th Avenue was all blocked off. People were just there. A rally was starting. I got to hear Edie Windsor speak while in the dressing room at the Duplex, which had windows that overlooked Christopher Street. And that was such an amazing time. And just to be there that night to have a show, to be a drag queen in Greenwich Village on Pride weekend on that Friday with that announcement and with that history happening, it was amazing. It really was amazing. It was a wonderful time to be in New York and to be a part of the celebration. Well, folks, this year has brought, you know, its own ups and downs, health, family. This year was the 25th anniversary of my father's death, and I did not think that would be such a milestone event that would stick with me. I knew I would, you know, that it was the 25th year. And I realized after AIDS Walk, which the Candy Wrappers AIDS Walk team, I want to thank all of you for donating. I want to thank everyone on the team. I want to thank my lovely co-captain, who is not here today. Usually he's on the Candy Show. We love Elizabeth Ann. But I want to give him a special shout out because I think we are a great team. And without him, we couldn't have done as much as we did. We were able to raise $47,000, which is just amazing, amazing. But after that high of getting that great work with AIDS Walk, then came Memorial Day, and I had to, you know, kind of think about that. And my father died on Memorial Day, which was Monday, May 27th, 1991. And it's something that stuck with me. And that weekend, Memorial Day weekend, was an interesting one for me. But it recharged in me why I do what I do for HIV/AIDS. And so I am so proud of what we were able to accomplish for AIDS Walk New York this year. And I'm pushing it forward. Well, Pride Month started here in New York with Queens Pride, which is the first Sunday in June. This year, that was Sunday, June 5th. And as you know, I am the podcasting queen from Astoria, Queens. And I am so fortunate to be able to have hosted the Queen's Pride Parade and actually emceed with Marcus Wullen the parade route. We're over by the judges' table in Jackson Heights, on the mic, in the street, with the marchers and with the floats, and talking to all the politicians and everyone along the way. Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife, Shirlane McRae, spoke at the kickoff, along with Danny Drom. And we had a wonderful, wonderful Queen's Pride. It was a little wet. We had some rain right before, but we had a wonderful, wonderful day. And I want to give a shout out to Tom Wallace, who had a wonderful house party afterwards. And I was so happy to attend. And if I had only left two shots earlier, we had some wonderful fireball jello shots. I'll leave it at that. Another stellar year. Queen's Pride was wonderful. And then later in the month, I had a friend's orchestra that was playing in Brooklyn, and I went to go see that, and it was a wonderful time to hear some live music. I love hearing orchestras play, and I never get to go out to things like that. So I want to thank Casey for inviting me out, and Elizabeth Ann went with me. And afterwards, we went to a friend's birthday party in the city and at Industry. And our friend John, who is a big fundraiser for the Candy Wrappers AIDS Walk team and a wonderful friend. I'm so happy that he and his husband, Jeffrey, are in my life. We had a wonderful time at Industry. It's a little dancing. There were some drinks. And most important, catching up with a lot of old friends, a lot of people that I haven't been in touch with nearly as much as I should. And so it was great to see all of them and find out what's been going on in their lives. I ended up getting in a cab around 12:30 that night and went to bed. Woke up on the Sunday morning after all this wonderful fun and fellowship with my friends and celebrating Pride. And I woke up to news on my cell phone about the Orlando shooting. This was about 6:30 in the morning on Sunday. And I, you know, at first I thought, well, is this a story like The Onion? You know, is it a real news story? What's going on? And something didn't sit right. And I was just looking at headlines in my news feed. And I said, well, you know what? Let me turn on the TV. And I have a TV in my room. And I turned it on at MSNBC, and I saw that they had coverage of this event. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to watch this. So I just propped up my pillows and stayed in bed for several hours just watching the initial reporting. I was so shocked that something like this could happen during Pride Month. I mean, you know, even if your city has already celebrated, I mean, some cities do different months, but everyone knows that June is Pride Month. And it was so intrusive. It was so saddening. It really knocked the wind out of my sails. And that Sunday, I could not leave my apartment. And luckily, I have some good friends. And Elizabeth Ann came to the rescue and literally walked over to my place and said, we're going to Albatross. We're going to a safe haven. We're going to a gay bar in our neighborhood. And they were having a Tony night, Tony Awards party. And we went to the Tony Awards and watched it there. And they had a whole thing, contests, and during the commercial breaks, they would come on and do contests and giveaways, and it was a lot of fun, and it was good to be around friends, and I really needed that. You know, I think as drag queens, our job is to be that the spirit in the community and to kind of hone that and push it forward, and I wasn't in the spirit, but I needed to surround myself with people that were close to me and people in my community. And that was a night I let my neighbors and my friends help lift me up. I was very quiet. I just observed, but it was just nice to be with company, with friends, with family. And I'd like to thank Albatross for having a wonderful, wonderful Tony Awards night, because they really helped lift my spirits. And I know they lifted other people's. So it was just a tough time after that. I was having nightmares at night. I couldn't sleep. Friends were, you know, checking on me, seeing how I was doing. It was nice. I have some wonderful people in my life, and I hope you do too. And this was a time I checked in with a lot of people I hadn't heard from in a while, and just to let them know that I was thinking about them. It was definitely a time I think we all need to, if we can learn something from this, take something from it and say, let's reach out to our brothers and sisters in our community. And with Pride Month happening, with Queens Pride, I had said this year for New York City Pride, which is the fourth Sunday in June, which is this coming Sunday, I've done Queens Pride. I'm taking this Pride off. Last year, I marched with Marriage Equality USA in a wedding dress. I did the whole nine yards. We were up in the front. It was wonderful. It was a victory lap, if you will. It really was a victory lap to be a part of that last year. And so I said, well, how can I top that? Or, you know, do I need to? I'm going to take Pride off. Maybe I'll watch the parade, or, you know, maybe I'll go to a house party, but maybe I'll stay home. And then Orlando happened, and I said, well, no, I cannot. I must participate somehow. I must be there. I must make my face shown. And I talked to some friends. They said, let's go watch the parade. Let's go to such and such, having a house party. Let's do that. And I said, yes, I will do that. I will be there. I will stand united with my brothers and sisters and be counted. And then this week I got a phone call just a couple of days ago from a friend who is part of Queens Pride. He's a part of Heritage of Pride, which is New York City's Pride. And he's part of World Pride. And World Pride is an organization of with people from countries all over. And World Pride is going to be in New York City in 2019 to commemorate Stonewall 50. And that's going to be an awesome event. And my friend called and said, we have room for one more on the Stonewall 50 float for this Pride this Sunday. And we want to show all of New York represented on this float, and will you come and be our Southern Queen, and dress something in some way Southern? And I chuckled because I don't think there's any other way that I present. What about? I don't know what you think, but I think everything I present is pretty Southern. So I am looking forward to beating my face and putting on my best floral. And getting out there and being a part of this parade, it was something I didn't think I was going to do. I thought this would be my year off. And then I realized I have to be there. And then I got a call to be there with the Stonewall 50 float. And I am so proud, so proud. Guys, it's Pride Month. Be visible. Show up. Show that you are not afraid. And that we will not take this. We will not take this violence. Not going to get too political. But, you know, there is a movement about gun control. And I think, you know, maybe it's going to take the LGBTQ folks and the movement to make sure that people that are on a terror watch list don't have access to guns. People that shouldn't have guns. No, and no one should have a machine gun, an Uzi. That's ridiculous. You know, do we still live in the age of Rambo? I don't know. I hope not. Be visible, show up. I'm going to do that. I'm so excited. I have Dolly Parton tickets on Saturday. I'm going to see her in Forest Hills, and then I'm going to get to bed early. Dolly Parton starts at 7, and I hope to be in bed by 10 because I'm getting up on Sunday. I'm putting my face on. I'm putting on my heels, and I'm stepping onto that float. New York City's going to have tight security. They're going to ask people to take to not bring bags to the events. I know I've been told to only keep a small bag, and it will be subject to checking. They've got a lot of security. I have to show ID to get to the area where they're staging the parade. But I'm not scared. I live in New York, and I feel very safe here. And I am proud to show up. I am proud to be a queen on the float that's going to be there in the front of the parade. So if you're watching, the TV news, and you see the Stonewall 50 float, look for a redhead, okay? And take a screenshot. Post it on Facebook. Candy Samples Drag Superstar is my page. And folks, I also, now that AIDS Walk is over and I'm about to get started on all those thank you notes, so don't worry, one's coming your way. I am starting a fundraising for my next event, the next two events, Breaking AIDS Ride, which I'll do in September, and Southern Decadence. Sunday Services is Sunday, September 4th this year, and we're going to be over at One-Eyed Jack's. And it's going to be a great time. Remember, we raise money each year for Food for Friends in New Orleans. And it's a wonderful organization. I'm proud to be a part of Decadent Ducks that does this event. And I'm proud to use my powers for good along with all the ducks. And we're able to raise a lot for Food for Friends. I think it's very important, especially with what we see going on in the world today, in this primary, in this election season, it's easy to get angry. It's easy to spout off. It's easy, but we need to learn to use our powers for good. And I think ultimately love will win, and we've got to find that way. Find it in your heart. Find a way to live your life with purpose. Folks, what does pride mean to you? This is Candy Samples saying, use your powers for good.
Doing it all never looked so easy. That ginger-haired classic's a girl on the go.
From the heart of Astoria, Queens, she's the one you really got to know. Home cooking, the hostess, the cat's meow, can lift your spirits when you're blue. With songs and music, gossip from the local spots, and style tips just for you. Look out, here's Candy. Queen's got politics and fashion, recipes and tablet trash.
So honey,
get up in the know, just hold on tight, look out below, it's the Candy Show.